Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to JG Radio. I'm your host, Max, aka the Black Dr. Phil. And tonight we'll be talking about black sex in America. We're just waiting for our other co-host to be calling in any second now. But before we do that, we will be doing the church announcements. JG Travel presents AVN Export Awards Show in Las Vegas, January 20th to the 24th of 2016. And we'll be staying at the Grand Desert Hotel in Las Vegas. The one-bedroom suites are $521 per room, sleeps four people. For a one-bed villa, is $569 per room, sleeps four people. Deposit of $84 for the suite, $90 for villa, and is due by August 4th. Cancellation date is November 3rd. Activities is about 2 miles from the AVN Expo, which will be held at the Hard Rock Cafe, and about 3 miles from the airport. You also get free transportation to and from the Las Vegas airport to the hotel. For more information, you can hit me up on my Facebook page at JG Travel or at Max Rice. Or you can contact me by email by jgtravel@jgtravel.com. Also look me up on my website at jgtravel.com. Okay, let's see if our hosts are in the room. Okay. Let's see. Sasha, you there? Sasha? Nope, can't hear you. Oh, wow. There's nothing coming in on my end, but we're going to...
I heard you fine.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Okay, there you go. We're just waiting for a G-man to call in, but you're just going to get on right on with the show. Now, sex in Black America. You know, what is sex in Black America? What do you think it has evolved into in the last, say, 20, 30 years? And we'll get into more of those things. But the first question I have, sex in Black America. What does sex in Black America mean to you? Yes. Can you hear me now? See, I can't even hear you. I can't hear nothing from you from my phone. But can you still hear me? Okay, well, we're just going to... Well, I can't hear you that good, but we're just going to go on with the show. So, you hear me better now? Okay, now I can hear you.
We're having some serious technical difficulties. Okay. I hope that's better, and I turned my television down. I was kind of distracted. Anyway, what does black sex mean to me?
What does black sex mean to you? Like, to me, it means, like, you know, like the whole ass-eating thing you was discussing your show yesterday. Okay, you know, I'm sure they say white people are the freakies, but I'm sure that's been happening, you know, 50, 60 years ago, but now it's like black people are like, ooh, eating ass is an instinct. I got to do this to the black women to, you know, because it's a new thing happening. I got to do it.
I think one thing is that it seems to me that everything is up for, you know, it's up there. If you can try it, if you can do it, people are doing it. There is no shame in anybody's game of what some people are doing, you know. I can remember talking to older women in my life saying, you know, hey, girls, talking about sucking dick. Like, you know, when I was coming up, we never talked about putting no dicks in our mouth. That's just nasty, you know. So now it's like people make sure that that's part of their repertoire. You got to suck dick. That's, you know, it's not just for the men nowadays. It's because women themselves enjoy doing it. So I'm just saying everything is up. You know, it's just, if you can do it, do it. Because you got people now that are calling themselves in Black America, you know, pansexuals. They're, you have the trisexuals. So it's just, if you can think it, then you can do it.
Do you think when it comes to Black sex that majority of Black people are like followers, like, well, you know, it's out there in the forefront, so I guess I could do it now because it's not like a taboo or undercover kind of thing, just like swinging?
In some aspects, when it comes to the swinging, I do believe that that is the case, and that some people, not all, that they're doing it because it's popular or it seems cool to do it. Are Black people followers? I guess. I don't know if it's so much about being a follower in other aspects, but I do know that some people have the idea of what swinging is about. They have it wrong. You know what I'm saying? They think it's just about going, having sex with all these different people. And when you talk to someone that is actually in that life, it's a totally different environment. It's totally something different. So in that aspect with swinging, yeah, I do think people are following, thinking that they're going to just get out there and be buck wild. But from what I understand, when it comes to swinging, you got to be invited in if you're not part of that life.
Exactly. That's how it was way back when. But now it's like, let me see if how many people I can come to this party that I can make a whole bunch of money, because there's going to be a whole bunch of ass there and a whole bunch of dicks there, and people want to get freaky. So I can know, you know, if I can get, you know, four or five of my girlfriend and they invite four or five of their male friends, hey, that's the money in my pocket.
Well,
if I keep going and going like that, then, you know, they're probably going to grow even larger, which means more people going to come, which means more money.
Well, now, I do think that some people are taking things, the sex games, in some aspects, like with the BBW porn, you know, like what you did, you know, or do. I think that people got the game messed up, you know, and when you get the game messed up, you mess it up for everybody. And all these sex parties, and it's just like sex has become more of a business, which it always has been. But I do feel like in the Black community, it's like every time, not every time, but most life parties, somewhere or another, you got to get some money off in there, you know. And I understand that it costs money to do things, but it just seems like sex sales, you know, we gonna have a little party to make some cash and sell some ads. So you don't know who's true to the game and who's just out here to use the lifestyle to give it a bad name.
Right. Well, we have a caller 23 on here.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Y'all talking about sex parties, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know nothing about this shit.
It's not lying.
Hey,
G-Man, turn your radio down some.
Oh, okay.
Could you see that?
Go ahead.
Oh, there you go. A lot better. So I know with your old self, you was in the swinging lifestyle, or you knew somebody in the swinging lifestyle. How has it, you know, do you think between the Black swinging lifestyle and the white swinging lifestyle, is it differently, or do you think it's just the same, but it's just promoted in a different way?
I think it's promoted in a different way. You know, white people are a lot more freakier than Black people, I think. You know, because they get into this shit, and they want to do some stuff that ain't normal, you know. They want to get their dogs and pictures and all kind of crazy shit into it. And see, the kicks part about the Black folks is that you don't have, like, you know, one dude to tell by other dudes because they're thinking they're going to all get some pussy from that same chick. You know, and then they all get there, and they'll pay the $50 or whatever the amount it might be, and just because of the fact they ain't getting no pussy anyway, now they think they're going to get something for free.
Yep.
That's real talk.
And
you know, they be getting in line. They say, hey, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
This shit got crazy, man. The game got twisted, bro.
It's that same thing of where men say, well, because a woman gets in the club for free, you know, she should buy me a drink or if she done got in the club and I bought her a drink, then she gonna fuck me.
But see, you know, another thing too, nowadays you don't really, I mean, if you put it bluntly, who wants to go to sex parties nowadays anyway with all this shit spreading? You know, you don't know where they mouth them been. You don't know who they've been doing it to. Hell no.
And then again, I know a lot of black swing parties, you thinking, well, I know this person for, you know, 10 years, but you don't know what they're into. So, oh, we can all, you know, combine together and have unprotected sex, too. It's not about, you know, well, damn, we got to use a condom. Or we have to use dental dam when we have to have oral sex with a female.
And then you got a nigga that's too cheap. He ain't going to even bring no dildo dam. He going to bring some saran wrap and shit.
you can use that too.
No, laughing. I'm telling you the truth.
This is what
I've seen. I've seen the niggas with the... What you going to do with this saran? You trying to wrap the nigga? Get out of here. That's the wrong
Well, you can use
party.
That too. You could use that too. It's okay to use that, you know, especially messing with the big girl, you know. More areas to cover.
But I'm talking the ones that just don't want to pay the money. They'll pay the $50 to get in and come in with a big ass thing of saran wrap under their arm. Nigga, what the fuck wrong with you? You done paying $50? God damn, what? Come on now. Let's keep it 100 now.
Well, people still don't, I mean, there's still people, men and women, that don't really understand the concept of safe sex and how to protect themselves. I mean, it's 2015. Like, really? You don't know how or where to get shit to protect yourself? And then we still got AIDS flowing around in our community? It just doesn't make sense. And you know how it's transmitted? I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, that's just lazy. Careless, lazy ass. So too lazy to go buy a condom. Like, really? But you being in sight. Come on, man. Get the hell out of here.
But you know, my take on it is that when you're having black sex parties like this, or so-called swinging parties, you're gonna always have more hard legs there than women. That's
exactly.
Guaranteed. And then, like I said, it's the ones that do show up is the ones that ain't getting no pussy anyway, and they thinking they're going to get a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be the first, after somebody done did something, they'd be the first one, is it my turn yet? What the fuck? Is it my turn yet? With the damn big, thick glasses on and shit. No, man, you just think the $50 to come in, man. Sit down and shut the fuck up. You shouldn't even be in here. Now, who let this motherfucker?
Now you said that white people are freakier than black people. Now, do you think the whole ass licking thing is that just something that white people, I should say black people, are getting into because white people are doing it now?
No, I think they've been into it. I think this has been secret about the shit. It's just like the motherfuckers that's walking around, that's licking that ass. They got that shit from fucking with TVs, transvestites. So they want to experiment a little bit more with a female.
And the younger generation, this generation, like, you know, coming behind us, they're getting into ass eating and all that kind of shit because it's popular in rap music, because they hear it in songs. So
and you know what? That is so true. I mean, it's a hardcore, so-called hardcore gangster dude that's sitting up there. You never know who they've been fucking with.
Mm-hmm. Like I said on my show last night about the song, it's a song there where the chick is talking about he got to eat the ass like groceries. I mean, you know.
Wait. Say that again. I don't think the audience heard you.
Got to eat the ass he got to eat the ass like groceries. That's what she said.
Oh, I am mercy. What is the world coming to?
You know, I think all this shit has been out, and it's been there, and white people have been indulging and getting their freaky sneaky on and enjoying themselves for a hell of a long time. Black folk trying to come up. Black folk been doing it, but they kept it hush hush. Now
that's what I said.
Yeah, because you hear the stuff on the phone, now everybody wants to try it. Because you see the shit on Pornhub.com, let's go be
I'm going to put it to you this way, baby. The only time I'm eating ass, it better have a ring on that finger. And I've been married 20 years already before I even consider that shit.
Exactly.
Exactly. You want me to do what? What's wrong with you, girl?
Exactly.
What happened? What happened 10 years ago? Shit, oh, hell no. This is some things I just ain't going to do, man. I'm sorry.
Who's she been talking to? whatever new friend she done made, make her drop their ass because they fucking up your game.
You
added it.
You with me, huh, Sasha? Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. I ain't even keeping it 100.
You got that, baby. You got that.
I'm keeping it 1,000 because if but that's true about us as women. All of a sudden, we've been in a relationship for 5, 10, 15 years. Everything been good. And then all of a sudden, we throw new shit at your ass. That's because we done met a new friend somewhere. Conversation done started, it happened, and now we tingling and sniggling and gonna bring that shit home to you and be like, why you don't eat my ass? My friend your ass eat all the time. Well, and now let's be honest, we do that shit, you know. So
we got to remember the point of reference. Now we're talking about Atlanta, particularly too. Okay, go ahead.
That shit ain't just in the ATL.
Yeah, the ATL ain't no joke.
Nah.
You turn around, she done pulled out. What's that strap on for, baby? What the fuck going on here? Oh, hell no. Hell no. No.
Yes.
No, you got the wrong one, boo. We gonna go on Judge Judy divorce court shit. Fuck that. Call Judge. You better call Judge Judy. This shit ain't gonna work. I'm sorry. I love you, but I got to go. I got to go.
You either eat the booty off.
You out with a fucking strap on with a dick bigger than mine too. Oh hell no! Is you crazy?
Yeah.
No.
And you know
game
that
ain't on. Game broke.
You know that video. That video and book is still out on the market of teaching women how to fuck their men. It's called it's a series. Bend Over Boyfriend is a book and CDs, movies to go with it. Yes, it is.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a true story. A while back, about maybe 15 years ago, a chick who I was dating, her sister had just married this dude, and she pulled out a strap on his ass. She had me cracking up. She said, that motherfucker screams like a bitch. Oh, hell no. I ain't going there. I'm sorry. That is something. Some things I just ain't going to do.
I had a female friend that was from the Bronx. Shout out to the Bronx. She prided herself on breaking niggas down and fucking them in their ass. She was Dominican, so the bitch was crazy. What's up, girl? You know who you is if you listening. The bitch was crazy. She made it a point to say, if he don't let me fuck him, then I ain't fucking him. I'm like, what? Yes, every man she talked about.
I believe
about, she would talk about she put her strap on and she fucked them in their ass. And, oh, girl, she like, oh, mommy, one time I fucked this one, and I made him bleed. I was like, oh, my, oh, I'm so sorry, baby. How do you make him bleed? I'm like, okay.
She must have been watching them pinky videos. Just flip the strip on his ass.
I don't know what the fuck she was watching, but, you know, yeah, you got it, girlfriend. You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Do you think... Go ahead. I was just wondering, now, with black sex, do you think there's something in taboo that black women will, or black people will not just try? Or they won't try until somebody says in the rap song, and then they'll say, well, let me try because, you know, Rick Ross said it.
You obviously wasn't listening to me just now, did you? Let me rewind the fucking tape. Didn't you just hear I just said no?
Yeah, but whoever think that, you know, women would have those little things on Facebook talking about he got to eat my ass now, or men having these little pictures up there talking about, oh, I eat your ass like groceries. Come on with it, girl.
I'll put it to you this way. I'm going to tell you the truth. One time I was with this woman, and she tried to put a finger up my ass. I tried to break that motherfucking whole hand off. I said, bitch, you should have lost your fucking mind. Get the fuck, get up. Get the fuck, get out of my house. Get, I'll call you a cab. Way outside for it. Fuck that.
Let me ask you this. You think a black woman be into fisting?
No, I don't think so. I don't see a black woman talking about getting fisted or letting somebody fist her ass.
We're gonna have to cancel your subscription, Max, to them fucking porns, man, because you just went off.
Whoever thinks that black women like sucking dick now and be on Facebook tomorrow, I suck your dick, baby. I'll swallow.
I know that.
I'm a queen bitch of sucking dick.
Man, don't talk about Facebook. They got more fucking transvestites posing as women on that damn thing.
Hello.
You better know this.
You better look at them toes. You're looking at them titties and ass. You better look at that toe.
I want to see your birth certificate. I want to meet your mama and your daddy. I'm not playing. Y'all laughing. I'm serious.
And then there's a lot of females nowadays that's supposed to be straight or so-called bisexual, but now they went lesbian.
They're just part-time lesbians. They still be wanting dick because they're fucking somebody with a rubber dick. They're just part-time
lesbians. I don't get that either. I mean, like, really? I don't care about you do you, is there anything that someone will not try? I'm not going to say as a black person, no, because that's what I'm saying now. People are just open. I mean, and especially, and then people are so caught up in what somebody else is doing because Jumper Rose is wearing strings for a bikini. Now you got other chicks and posting on Instagram. Now somebody else is going to be doing that. So, and twerking and all that shit. So, no, people are followers.
Guess what? For those open people, I'm going to give you my can opener and a can of peaches, and you better open them motherfuckers and be happy with it. But that shit ain't working. No. Nah, you open the can of peaches and shut the fuck up. No. I mean, you know, on Facebook, you can actually tell what you are. You can say male, female. I don't know. Do they have a other? I guess they could click on other.
No.
They probably
don't trust
them.
Thing is, I go with history, man. I go with history with folks who I know, and I know what they're doing. I don't trust shit no more. I come to your house and you got a porn video with a motherfucker with a strap-on dick and it's a chick. Oh, baby, you got the wrong video. Hold on, let me get my CDs out for you. Let me show you what this shit is about.
You got that case of video.
Oh yeah.
You think I'm playing?
I come with the little satchel. I have it under my arm as I come in the door. With a little bottle of wine for him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know somebody else do that.
See? I ain't the only one.
No, you're not. He comes
like you said, keep it 100,000. Shit. I don't know, but the whole swinging game, this thing got, it's not like what it used to be. You know, it used to be fun. Now this shit done got technical. Like I said, even with condoms and shit, condoms break, man. You might wear your Magnum and that shit, you better double case that sucker.
You think...
Just talking about you got the ribs. I'm not hearing that shit.
What do you think about some of the black myths of black sex? Like, she big, so she can't have nothing. She got to be clean.
That's stupid. You going up in there if you want to. Everything that looks clean ain't clean. So you walk in the street, wild with no shoes, and you walk.
That's crazy. That's totally crazy.
You better stop looking at somebody thinking, oh, they clean, they look all right, they ain't got nothing. So look all deceitful, and your ass will get burned. You'll be like, oh, she's talking about let it burn.
Shit. My thing now, I do the Eddie Murphy on the ass. The first thing I look at is your feet. I'm going to see what your feet look like.
The feet don't scare me.
Feet tells a whole story, baby.
Okay.
The ones with the big old coins and shit. All rusted up. No, baby. Get you some calamine lotion or something. Rub something on there. Fuck. I don't know where you got this feet from. You need to take them bitches back. Fucking save a lot or something. Big lot. So wherever the fuck you got them from, go take them back and get your money back.
Big lot.
Well, we got 1 minute left of the show. I just want to remind everybody that go to JD Travel on Facebook. So if you want to get to know more information on the ABN Rewards and Expo in Las Vegas, June 20th to 24th, 2016, you contact me there. What's that? January 20th to the 24th of 2016.
Yeah.
About the rooms, the flight, or the travel. About the travel. If you want to get there by car, plane, or train, contact me at jdtravel@jdtravel.com. Or you can hit me up on my webpage at jdtravel.com or on Facebook, JD Travel, or at Max Wright on Facebook. So... what you got going on?
I'm gonna be there this year, bro. Or next year. I'm gonna be there.
But me and
yeah,
you and the cousin, we all had a good time on that one.
Well, I got relatives up there. Plus, I got Buffer Brains up there too. So,
you better get your own hotel room. I'm telling you, take yourself a headache. Get your own hotel room.
What happened to them having their whole hotel room? Okay. I hear
you. You better get your own, so you know, act up, you can just say, I'll go to my own damn room. Fuck you.
And I ain't gonna bring no saran. Look, I ain't bringing no saran wrap either. Nope.
Hey, please, you might bring some other dudes up there and be threesomes or foursomes.
Ooh.
Come on, baby. You can jump in here, too. You know you're used to this pussy. Nothing.
I make sure I get the real Viagra, not that counterfeit shit they've been selling. Y'all laughing. That shit was on Dateline last night. They're selling counterfeit fucking Viagra. This shit had sheetrock as a filler.
That's all fun.
And you talking about, and they're taking that shit and they're saying, damn, I feel funny. Dick, it never got hard. But it was blue. It was blue. It had fires on it. What? Yes, sir. Y'all better keep up. I watch it like that.
Yeah, they had it in the fish, didn't they? They had the one in the fish. Yeah. They were transported through the fish. Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you what one of my friends just texted me. She was like, wow, is she dating somebody else you used to talk to? LOL. I'm like, no, he got his own.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about y'all no more. Y'all need help, man. Don't they have medication for shit like that?
Yeah.
I don't want to be sick.
Go to ABN. Get you one of them porn stars that's out of action right now. And you wonder why.
All of them.
Speaking of which, bro, we need to hook up a show with The Rock, man.
Yeah, I gotta hit him back up and see what's wrong with him and what's going on with him.
Yeah, we need to hit that brother back up, bro.
Matter of fact, I'm trying to do another UW show, adult show, in June, so it's gonna be a cam show, hopefully. So
okay. I got the internet, so I'm ready. That motherfucker can be on all night long. We can just say kiss blog talk ass goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right. I got headphones and speakers so I can hear him screaming shit. If need be. That's right. I'm ready. No, I ain't taking that shit no more. I ain't taking that shit. No. And them motherfuckers be selling that shit just like it's real, too. Nope. You'd be surprised. Go on Dateline and look that shit up. You think I'm kidding? It's on Dateline.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It was on last night.
I've seen it.
I watched that shit from the whole beginning. They had little old ladies selling drugs.
Yep.
She was selling Viagra. Right in California.
So,
in L.A.
Or Spanish or something?
Yeah,
she was Spanish. Yeah, that was her. That bitch in jail now. And the bitch was getting paid. She was getting paid. Dude said, how much you think she made? Oh, she got $800 now, but she probably made over $1,000. I said, damn, maybe I'm in the wrong damn business. I'm going to sell me some fake Viagra. Well, I get too many motherfuckers be looking for. I had to change my address and shit. Change my Facebook picture. No, I ain't going through all that. Fuck that. No, I ain't going through that. That's too much work. That's too much like work.
and you have to get fished and all that, and your shit will be stinking. So, you know, don't do it. It's not working.
No, I'm not a drug pusher. I'm going to leave that shit alone. But she was making good money.
Keep tripping, that's all.
She had steady customers, too. Even after they found out the shit was bad, they were still coming back. They said, you must have gave me a bad batch. Here, give me another one. And that bitch went into the same basket. It was like a grocery basket with plastic over it. She went in there and gave him the same fucking thing again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I don't know, man.
You
I can't handle that.
I think you are going into business. You know how to go.
He's with her affiliate program.
Yeah, but I'm glad I got friends like y'all. I don't need no fucking enemies. Yeah. Who needs haters? I got friends. Shit. They gonna tell me what's really on their mind. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
I swear. Some chick going to come up here talking about she won't fish me. I'm going to knock the fuck out. I'm going to knock her ass out. And then put her ass outside for the cab. Knocked out.
Don't do like this.
I'm
going to
do a whole field on her.
Don't do like this. Knock out and drag it on the strip. Don't do that.
I have enough fucking problems just taking the shit. How the fuck you think you gonna put your hand up? You lost your mind. No. You got the wrong one, baby. You better call Tyrone. Well, my name ain't Tyrone, bitch. Get out of here.
Oh wow. I'm done.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Whew.
I'm glad I gave y'all a laugh. I'm going to send you a damn bill.
Yeah.
like that's going to get paid. All right, Nasasha. See, I was trying to be nice to you earlier. Fuck that. Let me go back into my beast mode with you.
I was trying.
I agree with you twice. I don't know what the fuck you said, but I agree with you twice.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole lot for me. That's more than I've done for you in a whole year.
Yeah, that's true. That's very rare.
Twice.
You done hit your quota, so I know not to expect a damn thing else from you. Bro.
Damn, April Fool's the past. Well, you gonna have a birthday? I'll send you one of them, doohickeys.
That's
send you one of them little playboys for you. The ones that won't get fisted and shit. Yeah, I seen you one of them. I got people in Atlanta. I know some folks. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's okay.
You straight? I didn't say it in the hood. You straight? You straight? All right.
I'm straight. You guys been one of them trainees. I don't know.
You should be seeing that shit on the basis. I don't know what you're talking about. All you got to do is walk outside. That shit like a damn drugstore. You see them motherfuckers walking up and down. Hey, girl. Don't get me started now. I was trying to let Atlanta go, but, you done started up some shit here.
It's okay. You go ahead.
Huh?
You go right ahead.
No, I got some bad feelings for Atlanta. I remember going to a house party. I'm standing over there trying to talk to this chick. The dude looking at me all funny. Hi. How you doing? Man, get the fuck away from me. Uh-huh. Motherfucker looked like he was a football player, too.
Woo!
I said, man, you got the wrong one, man. You better get you better go over there and go in the bathroom and do something with yourself.
You want no faster one.
I'm checking the women, they checking me. I'm like, what the fuck going on in here? What kind of party is this?
You must have been in Midtown.
I don't know what town it was. It wasn't in Peachtree City, I know that for a fact. It was Bywater. I think it was in Bywater, somewhere around that area.
Bywater?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. I don't know
where
the fuck you
were. See? See? Bywater. Yeah, Bywater. I gotta go. Shit.
Ain't no damn telling where you were. Shit. No. You right there with them heat towns.
Bywater's right outside Atlanta. What you talking about?
Hicktown.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Shit.
No. Mm-mm. If it's past Fulton County, I don't know nothing about it.
Look, you got that shit on radio, so we gonna document this shit. She don't know nothing about it, right? Okay. I'm going to play that tape for you. Next time you open your mouth, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play that. Remember, you don't know nothing about this.
I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. And she laugh her ass off. I hear you, boo. You don't know nothing about it. This is the same woman that was talking about fisting the nigga. I hear you. Fucking a nigga with a dildo. I hear you, boo. I got you. I'm all right with that. That's your thing. That's cool. You know, that's your thing.
I just read a lot.
I love everybody. Just stay the fuck away from me. You get ready to do that shit.
Okay,
I love everybody. Just stay the fuck. Just keep your distance. I ain't hating. I'm telling you, I'm loving everybody. Just stay your fucking distance because your ass going to get turned out. Come on, you talking about fisting. I got your fisting for you. I'm going to punch your ass out. You're going to be, mama. You're going to be hollering, mama. That's what you're going to be doing. What happened to Miss I? I don't know, man. Last time I looked at her, she was in the hospital. I'm talking about, mama.
Well, we only got like 30 seconds. Well, I want to say, you know, tune in to the next JG Adult BBW Radio Show. It's coming up soon. What's tomorrow for you, Sasha?
Tomorrow afternoon, tune in to The Best of You. It's Sasha's new inspirational show. So tune in tomorrow. It's going to be on Blog Talk, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. So. You know, if you want to step
Just all y'all around going to church, folks, tune in tomorrow.
Wait, with that inspirational show?
Yes.
This is the same woman that was talking about fisting and fucking somebody with a dildo, talking about an inspirational show? All right.
Yes.
I am
a well rounded individual.
No shit. Yeah, buddy, if I hear anybody on Facebook talking about a fist up their ass, I'm going to say, you know my well-rounded friend, Sasha?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Councilman.
I hear you.
Yeah. Tomorrow
my well-rounded friend.
Yeah, we're going to talk about end-of-life decisions. You know, you need to get your will together, your advance directives, things like that. What do you need to do and how to get those things done. So, yeah.
You need to get that fist out your ass first. That's what you need to do.
And then, yeah. And when you go to the hospital, your shit busted open, you need to tell somebody what to do in case you don't make